History being made, Pete, with Prince Andrew?
I don't think that's overstating it. I mean, you know, some days news stories come and they're gone the next day, but today is sort of a historic day with Prince Andrew stepping away from royal duties. It's very hard to imagine he's going to be able to step back into them at any point. I mean, the obvious question is, do they know or do they think there is more to come with this story? Is there a smoking gun yet to be revealed? I mean, the whole thing is almost like a John Grisham novel. And at the heart of it, you've got this missing woman who was the sort of the keeper of the keys to the whole thing. She was running the show, Ghislaine Maxwell, and nobody seems to be able to find her. She was last seen at a hamburger joint in Los Angeles about 6 months ago. But that's the last sighting of her. Now, whether she's gone into witness protection or not, I would wonder. Although I see the Sun newspaper in London have announced they're offering a £10,000 reward for anybody who can provide information that will help them find Ghislaine Maxwell. But that's just a ploy. That's just a classic Sun ploy, because all that does is you throw out £10,000, but you can be guaranteed you will have 20 crazy people on the phone during the next 24 hours saying she's working at a 7-Eleven in Glasgow, and that then gives you a story. So, you know, it's money well spent, even though you're never going to end up finding her. But I just think the whole story is about the royal family deciding that they needed to and wanted to become part of the people and embrace the celebrity game, and that stems back to that infamous time they all appeared on Royal It's a Knockout. Have you ever seen that?
I've got a vague memory of it, yeah.
You can find it on YouTube. It's very bizarre, and I think that really was the beginning of the end, the day they could no longer say, you know, we're above all that, and we don't complain, and we don't explain.
He was always known as Randy Andy, wasn't he? I remember.
Oh, he was. Yeah, he embraced all that, absolutely. Yeah. He absolutely embraced that whole concept. But the next thing, his problems are not going to be solved by doing this. I mean, all he's done is potentially save a bit of further embarrassment for the royal family as an institution, but his problems have not been solved. I mean, he still could be subpoenaed by the FBI. He's still going to be sought by them, followed by the media pack, probably more so than ever now. Interesting, when you do hear talk about him, though, just bear in mind, of course, he doesn't get any public money apart from money for travel. He actually lives on his Royal Navy pension.
Because he did see active war service.
Oh, totally. And in fact, that's one of the things he called upon in his defence in that now infamous interview is that he's not able to sweat because of being under attack in the Falklands War, which was sort of one of the more laughable parts of the interview. But I'm sure the Queen's thinking, should I have signed off on that? You know, should I have actually said, yeah, go and do the interview? Because he really was on a hiding to nothing. You'd have to wonder whether she really did throw him under the bus or, I guess, throw him under the royal carriage.
Stay with us, Pete.